Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
And we are here on a Monday, which is unusual for us. But our schedule is a bit different this week. We're going to be on the air, of course, today and on Tuesday. And then we will be back on Wednesday of the following week. So we are glad to be here this morning. And we're going to be talking about past life angels today, as well as taking your calls for on-air psychic and numerology readings. And let's see, we've got some callers in the queue. So we do get to the calls in 15 to 20 minutes after our show begins and we finish our discussion, our continuing discussion. I mean, we never really finish our discussion, do we?
We never finish and we never seem to continue where we left off.
Well, at least we have a new topic today, so maybe we can redeem ourselves. Since the shows are back-to-back, perhaps we'll have a little bit more luck remembering where we left off tomorrow. So couple pieces of information for everybody. We would love it if you followed us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can do so by clicking on the follow button under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. There are two accounts, Neil Baker Psychic, as well as Neil and Kristen Baker. Please do follow us and like us on both profiles because we do different things on different profiles and we want to keep you updated and abreast of everything that's going on and what we have to offer you. 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show for further questions. Beyond what the radio show can accommodate. And the call-in number today, 914-338-0164. So we're talking about past life angels, and you were talking to one of our people this morning, earlier before the show, a client, regarding a past life angel. And so that's kind of why we chose the topic today. And there are different kinds of angels, obviously avenging angels, guardian angels, past life angels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. But it's interesting because the interesting connotation about a past life angel, and correct me if I'm wrong, Neil, but an angel connected to a past life must have some kind of karma surrounding the connection with the past life angel because past lives contain karma. And it's interesting because you wouldn't think there would be karma with an element of the divine realm.
Well, there is karma there's karma around human beings. So if a human being is
right, there's not karma around angels.
No, there isn't karma around celestial angels, but there is karma around human beings. And if human beings are going to interact with angels, then that angel will be interacting with karma. So there is an essence of karma deriving from a person whereby an angel interacting with a person will also have to interact with that karma. Now, in terms of there's so many different divisions of angels and statuses and so.
Yeah, it's an exhaustive list.
It is. And when you get into the element of a specific past life angel, what that angel will specifically be interacting with is the energy that occurred in a past life that has brought to the current present stage a certain set of circumstances. So a past life angel actually moves back through the time elements into a past life and thereby can maybe direct change effect interact with the elements of that particular past life is somewhat synonymous to like a therapist taking their patient to their past to re-envision their past and maybe change the attitude of what was going on by using the current consciousness of the person. So you go back into the past and you make the person feel stronger, or you help them understand what happened, and thereby by doing so, you're bringing the current status of the patient to more of a even level of coping skills and things like that. A past life angel will go into a past life to determine what has brought the human being into the situation they're in and why they're in it, and thereby how to change things in that past life. Because you've got to remember, we're looking at three time zones, past, present, and future. But we're also looking at them in one element of time. So if we look at them in terms of one element of time, we're also saying that if you affect the past through a certain energy field, in lieu of the idea of, well, in the physics of time, in the energy of bending time, we can thereby affect and change our present by actually going to the past.
So angels normally don't intervene in human affairs. However, when you're working with clients, you do call on angels, and they do sometimes assist. Now, a past life angel, I mean, can connecting to that past life angel, is there going to be karmic elements that come up in a person's life because they're going back into the past?
Yeah, well,
to the past life that angel's from is what I'm referring to.
Correct. The way to really determine how has our past lives affected us is best analyzed by what did we come into the earth with? What did we bring with us? What was our family situation like, our upbringing? Those are the things that we brought into the stage of our life. So if you're from a calm, peaceful, loving environment, or you're from more of a volatile environment, these are all aspects of what is pertaining to the previous lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Also in terms of how, you know, sickness, death, violence, or stability and security. There is a link to a past life situation therein, and most of us almost automatically look back at our lives and see how certain things and themes in our life have been consistent through time. Problems, challenges, things that carry us through our life that we continuously confront in a specific area. Those are from past lives energies. And that is where a past life angel can come in and actually move through the time barrier and go into a past life and do certain work.
Well, let's talk about the idea of angels around human beings, because a lot of psychics will say, well, you know, you have a team of angels around you, and really people don't have personal angels. We don't have personal angels necessarily. So how does an angel connect with a human being to even create a past life connection?
Well, it's a vague word. I mean, if an angel's with you, it's a personal angel. What you're really saying is, are we really assigned to a personal angel? Well, that's a little bit more debatable. But when an angel is relating to someone, it's personal.
It's personal. Right.
It's personable. So we sometimes...
Personal.
Personal.
They may be personable. Who knows?
Yeah, they may be. but they don't have personal.
Persons, they're not people, so...
But you know, it's a play of words, and it's a confusion of what really the content
right, because
is with an angel.
Those, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but those angels that may involve in someone's life are not just limited to one individual. They probably have interactions with many individuals. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, an angel can specify for a certain amount of physical time an interaction with a human being, but. You know, people say, I have my personal angels. Well, yeah, on one level, that's correct. But angels are not the same as guides. spiritual guide.
Which we have, I mean, for most people, there's one guide throughout all of the lifetimes. You're assigned one guide. Most mortal individuals have a guide. I mean, if you're an elevated person that's helping others and, you know, of a higher caliber in terms of the spiritual level, you may have multiple guides and you may have multiple angels, but the average person has one guide throughout all the lifetimes.
Basically one guide, but there can be other guides and
so you're confusing things. So you're saying, well, there's one guide, right? People are assigned one guide.
There is one guide that stays throughout all of the lifetimes.
And there can be guides that come in for certain periods of time that may assist on different levels for shorter durations.
That's right.
They don't remain throughout the lifetime.
Yeah,
so we're just clarifying.
More specific. And in terms of a angel, you have to also realize about the physicality of time. To an angel, a person's lifetime is like watching a movie, a two-hour movie. So the whole lifetime itself it seems like 120 minutes of that. And so to say that we have, can an angel be around a person through a lifetime? Yes. I guess you could say that could be true because there's angels that I've interacted with when I'm dealing with somebody and the angels have been around the person for a long time. So I don't, well, let's not confuse that and get a lot of controversy around the topic, but the idea that an angel can be with somebody for a certain period of time or a certain length of time is possible. But there is a time element, what an angel is equipped to do. Not all angels are going to go into a past life journey. They're in the immediacy of time. They're dealing with the immediacy of circumstances. So there are certain angels that will move through the time zone and travel into the past, through the past lives, and thereby maybe with human interaction and a lot of work, change things around. That's how miracles occur, in my estimation. Several of the miracles occur where people's lives change dramatically over a short period of time. It's because of the work that's being done in the core issue of a past life. Because you've got to remember, our souls are we're just here briefly. Our bodies are just a tunnel that the soul goes through. But the soul itself has been going on a long journey, long, long journey. And those journeys have brought to the stage certain circumstances and plot lines that are part of this lifetime, but extend backward in time.
So how difficult is it for a normal person to connect with a past life angel to bring about change in their current circumstances?
Well,
you need a guide, I would think.
Well, it's good to have a guide. A past life angel can come in. Past life angels don't need guides to come in. They can come in. But the way I've stumbled upon past life spirits, guides, or past life angels that go specifically to a past life, it's almost serendipitous. It becomes almost a unique experience that happens. I don't snap my fingers and say, hey, we need a past life angel here. You know,
right.
Who's available?
Right. So it's going to be a little bit more rare to connect with that type of angel. Or any angel,
sure.
You know,
we're using human terminology, but they're more special. It's more of a specialized kind of energy entity that deals with past life zones, because not even all of us will entertain the idea of past lives, more or less, be able to even work within that realm,
right,
and consider that their minds can go beyond our time frame and get into something that the consciousness may not be relatively, it may not be easy to access.
Right, readily accessible. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's stop for the moment, Neil, and we're going to take some callers. Perhaps we'll have a chance to continue a little later in the show or perhaps tomorrow. 347 does not have their hand raised. So 347 area code, 347. If you would like a reading, please press 1. And our first caller is area code 212. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Mary. Thanks for my
call. You're welcome, Mary. Mary, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. And I don't know if you're in a bad. That's a little bit better because it's your voice is breaking up. What's your birth date, Mary?
It's 9/15/71.
Okay. What did I do wrong? 9/15/71.
1525. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe you're wrong.
I am right. Mary, what's your question?
My question concerns my career. I am going to be meeting with a recruiter in a couple of days, and I hope that things will move forward and I will get an offer. So I'm wondering if this is going to come through or not, and if so, how is it that I best present myself? And also, there's another job opportunity that I interviewed for, and I'm just wondering if there is any hope of getting that job too.
Okay, so you're wondering what's happening with the job that you – there's two jobs in question.
Yes, there's two jobs in question. Will I be able to get offers? How do I best present myself? And which opportunity would be better for me?
Okay, and it's 9/15/71, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I was forgetting to add the one, so that's why I got such funny. We were getting different results here for your birth date. Different results, anyway, we're on track.
Yeah,
you're 33.6.
Okay, so, 2004, Mary, was that a job change in that year?
Yes.
And what was that job change?
I went from working at an arts organization to – oh, actually, no. I just started working at an arts organization. I took some time off between 2003 and 2004.
Yeah, because that was when you made a big change in life at that year. Okay, so – right now, as we speak, I'm getting the second job you refer to, the second option. I'm getting a little bit more vibration for that one. Now, that can change. That's how we're speaking right now. But I'm getting a little bit more vibration on that one, Mary, than the other one. Now, like I said, that might change. Does that second job, you live in New York, so would that require you to take the subway, the train, to that job if you get it?
Oh, actually, the job, ironically, it's the other way around, unless we're getting the jobs, we're referring to the jobs differently. So the job in which I will be meeting with a recruiter about in 2 days is one in which I have to take a subway to. But the other job in which I interviewed at the organization already, I would just have to walk. It would be a very close commute.
Oh, that's nice.
So here's what's going on, Mary. I'm getting a energy field that they're both neck and neck. I thought I was getting one where the second one was going to be more powerful, but because I saw you taking a subway, and that's for the first job, what I'm seeing is a composite picture of these two jobs running left and right. I think you're going to get one of the two jobs. That I'm pretty sure about. I don't know which of the two you're going to get, but do any of the jobs, even in a very elusive way, have any symbolism with animals or anything animal-oriented towards any of the two jobs? And I mean even in a very, you know, loosely interpreted fashion.
Oh boy. If we were to loosely interpret then we could say that the first job is connected to a culture that has a zodiac that includes 12 animals.
Oh, okay. The Chinese zodiac.
So
maybe,
yes,
am I
yeah.
right?
So that one may be taking a little bit of the lead, but you're going to be getting one of the two jobs. And for the purpose of a radial reading, very short reading, I would be more inclined to say that the first one, I don't know, you know, something's vibrating about that second option, but the first one in the reading seems to be stronger as we work it through.
Hmm. Okay, great.
All right, Mary. Well, we always like to hear back from the people we speak to, so please keep us abreast of what occurs in this job situation, okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. All right.
You as well.
Okay, 562-596-7818, our listener line, 914-338-0164. We do have a lot of callers, so we're moving through people 5 minutes max per person, I think, here. So let's take on Nathaniel 951. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
Hi, what's up? What's going on? Give us a condensed update.
Well, I've been working now for over 3 weeks. And,
wow.
Seems on to it, but I haven't got a paycheck yet. And I work 111 miles away from work.
111 miles one way?
Yeah.
Wow. And so what are you planning to do? Are you planning to move eventually or what? Can't do
I'm
that with a paycheck.
Day by day, but yeah, I am planning to move, yeah, but I haven't given notice yet, so.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's good. I'm glad you got a job, even though it's 100, but maybe you're going to be moving over there. That's almost a 2-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of silly to not move, especially if your roots right now are not all that spectacular. So it'd be best to move. There seems to be some security there for you. But that's good news, Nathaniel.
Yeah, what kind of job, real quick, Nathaniel? You're breaking up. Your voice is breaking up. Can you repeat
it's
that?
It's a high rise. It's a high rise. Yeah. So.
You're working at a high rise. You mean your security?
Yes, I work for Cash Call. I work for John Paul Redham.
Okay, so for the sake of the radio, because we've got so many callers, what specific is your question today?
I wanted to see what he thought for about moving and the job. I haven't actually got a paycheck. I had to call the Department of Labor today because they're not deposited into my account.
Well, I mean, get that straightened out. Talk to someone.
He already is getting
ridiculous.
Straightened out.
But I think it's a good situation you have, and you should be prepared to move. It's a job you finally got, and if it accommodates, enough money for you to have a place and your food and your bills pay, you definitely move in that area. You're not losing anything by moving, Daniel. And I don't know about the situation about why there's a delay in pay. But I'm not too concerned about that. That's something that, get worked out. You're working for a high-rise building, and it seems like a legitimate company. So I'm not too concerned about that. It's just something that's got to be worked through. But I would suggest you move.
Once you get paid. Yeah.
The guy's actually like a billionaire. He has like 2 Ferraris in the basement that I watch, and the engineer hit it, so he's not allowed to park there anymore. He's not allowed to run into his Ferrari. And
well, then, make a commitment to move. Let them know you're moving. Let them show that you're involved in the job and you want to establish roots there. And, people will appreciate that effort you're making. And, but good luck.
Where is it located? Where's the job located, Nathaniel?
It's at in Orange, the city of Orange.
Oh, wow. It's, so you're driving south.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
It's out to outlets.
Yeah.
And 22 yeah. Freeway. It's the Cash Call building, the 19-story building.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, we'll look it up.
They have one of the largest shopping centers out there. But good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, Nathaniel. Let us know. Keep us posted.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, 559. Hello. Are you there? Area code 559. You're on the air. Okay. I'm going to disconnect 559, and if they want a reading, they can call back because we're not getting any sound. Okay, and I'm not able to do anything. What's going on? Okay, 760. Are you there, 760?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you talk right into your receiver?
Yes, my name is Renee, 102861.
Renee!
Hi, how are you?
Renee, hi, how are you?
Okay, I have a quick question because I'm at work.
Oh, gosh, so you're in a hurry. Do you remember Renee? I'll refresh you after the show. But anyway, go ahead.
I started dating a guy. His name's Jim Morrison, and he's born 7/1/64. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. He sends mixed messages, and it's like I like him a lot, but I don't want to waste a bunch of time because it's just not what I'm about.
Sure.
So I was just wondering.
And Renee lost her husband, so she's a widow, actually. And so this is a new man in your life. And you guys, I mean, there's definitely a connection. Look at there. They're the same.
28/10/1.
Your years are interchangeable. And
his name is Jim Morrison?
I know. He's.
Yeah, it is. Weird.
Okay.
Quickly, Neil, because she's at work.
Real quickly, you've got a situation that's dealing with a past life. You have a past life companion here that you're dealing with. And so there's a history between the two of you. The conflicts are because you're both convoluted.
You're
both compounded. So that compounded energy is that you're both going to be coming from perhaps divorce relationships or a loss of somebody.
He was.
Yeah.
Twice.
So that energy,
and the loss of somebody, which is her.
Her.
Yeah.
So he's divorced. You lost someone. And that compounded element, Renee, could make the interpretation of what's going on very confusing to you. That doesn't mean it has to be stopped. And if you just want a quick, ready answer, I don't know if that's really the correct answer, because you're in a compounded situation with an individual that you have a past life with. And so the complications are already built into the relationship. The question should be asked, if I'm going to leave, I would need closure than just passing ships in the night. There needs to be closure on this one. So I would say to go further into it. I don't have time on the radio to go into the depths of what to investigate in that search, but I wouldn't say to let go of it quite yet. I would say to be cautious, because even though this is a tied-in relationship and it's significant in that way, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to turn out well. That's a different interpretation, goes deeper to a second level. We're just on the first level to establish, is this a legitimate relationship, and should I explore it a little bit more? Those answers would be yes. If you say it's going to go any further, that demands a little bit more time than we can offer you on the radio.
Okay.
Well, okay, Renee, when I
hear from
you.
I should follow. Yes, I'm going to call back.
When you're not at work.
Right,
okay.
or get a personal reading.
Yeah, okay. Well, the number for that is...
I'll Facebook you.
Oh, you know what? Calling is best for an appointment. So 562-596-7818 is the number, and the number is on the Facebook as well as here. But that would be the way I would direct you. Everything's done by phone. Yeah. Okay, Renee? Okay.
All right. Thank you so
much,
honey. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, say hi to Jade. Say hi to Jade for us. That's Jade's mom. But anyway, let's bring on another caller. 914.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Catherine.
Hi.
With a C or K?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
With a C or with a K? Catherine with a C or
with a
K?
A C. With a C.
Okay. Catherine, what is your birth date, please?
June 26, 1975.
And you are calling from where?
New York.
8/14/24. All right. What is going on, Catherine? 36/9?
I have someone who's offering me a position in Georgia, but I was planning a business trip to Canada around the same time. So I was wondering, is I guess, like, you know, one in the hand, you know that saying?
Uh-huh.
You know.
Bird in the hand, two in the bush. Right?
Right, yeah. Right. So I was wondering if I should just go ahead and take that position in Georgia, if it's legit, if it would work out well, or if I should.
So you're supposed to go on a business trip for the current job that you're in at the time that you're required to begin your new employment in Georgia. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay. And are you in New York City?
I'm a little bit above New York, like the suburbs.
Okay. Just curious.
You know, Catherine, what's strange here is that when you said Georgia, before you said Canada, I had a vision of something that looked like Alaska.
Huh.
Before you said Canada. Well, Canada and Alaska, they both can have a similar kind of wilderness look. So I don't know. You know, there's something to do with Canada that's important. If you're set to work at Georgia, it's okay. Kind of rude to say to the person, you know, can you hold off a week, not tell them, and then go to Canada and be interviewed and then come back.
It's reversing it. It's Canada is the business trip. Georgia's the job.
Georgia's the job.
Right.
Canada's the trip.
Right.
So it would be kind of rude to say to Georgia, hold off while I go to Canada to look for a job or look for an interview.
It's not an interview. It's a trip. It's a business trip. She already works at the job for Canada.
No. It's kind of like I'm a freelancer. So my business trip to Canada would be I'm going there to look for other people like myself to collaborate with, so to speak.
Oh, I see.
But you're being hired at Georgia?
Yes. As far as
this is
like
a permanent position rather than a freelance position in Georgia?
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
The Georgia job, is that like a regular job, not a freelance job?
No, it would probably be a freelance job also.
So it's freelance.
It would be a temporary thing. I mean, there is some, you know, there the person that's offering me the job, I could speak to and say, well, this is the other things that I have going on. Can we do those as well?
I think your best policy is to be honest and tell them that you had some other commitment and then come back. I mean, it's temporary anyways. You're freelance. So right now, because there's a certain double standard here, but they might accommodate one another, I would just say, look, I need to go on this business trip. May I continue when I come back? I want to make sure I've met all my commitments, and I want to be upfront with you about it, and then I'll be available. That's what I would do. I didn't feel comfortable about you being misleading to anybody, so I would do that, Catherine.
I see. It doesn't have to be an either-or type thing. I can see if I could do both.
Yeah. I think you can do both. That's my thought on it. And they both, I mean, the Alaska-Canada thing, it seemed to come in simultaneously before. So I would try to do both. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
That's
thank
a better
you.
Choice than having to pick one over the other. Yeah. Well, okay, Catherine. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you both. Thank you as well. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation. And Catherine, as well as our other listeners and callers, can join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and on Twitter. Neil Baker Psychic on Facebook, as well as Neil and Kristen Baker on Facebook. Two accounts. 519 is our next, then 805. 347 is perhaps listening, but they don't have their hand raised. If they'd like to speak with us, please do press 1. 519. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Carol.
Carol?
Yes.
Hi, Carol.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Ontario, Canada.
Okay, and your birth date, please, Carol?
December 20th, 56.
Okay, and what brings you to our show today?
I just wanted to see if you see a move coming up for me.
A move.
Or whatever.
So
she's 60 years old
this
year?
She's 26, 8.
What did I do wrong?
Yes.
26,
yes.
8. You're turning 60?
Yes.
In December, so you're 59.
Yes.
Okay. 26, 8?
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
You want to know if there's a move?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're 59?
Yes.
56, 66, 76, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80, 81, 82. Was there a new move in 1982?
Yes.
Yeah. Where'd you move to there, Carol?
Just a couple of streets over in 82, yeah. Couple of streets over from where I used to live.
Yeah. You have another move coming. So there's going to be a move.
Okay.
And, there's going to be a move. So there will be a move. I'm not sure where the move is, but there is going to be a move. But I'll say one thing. Where I see you moving, I hear dogs barking. So there's a dog nearby barking. I don't know why, but the dog is barking. I don't think it's going to be a bad thing or anything. It's not going to be annoying, but I do hear a dog barking. So
that's not going to be annoying.
Yeah.
Be annoying to me, that's for sure.
Well, it's not a dog. The dog barking, it's not like a constant.
Barking is just a symbol of the area she's going to be in. For some reason, it's giving you, like, you're tracking where she's going to be.
Yeah, it's like a tracking thing. It's not. It's just like a passing barking sound that I heard. So, do you have a dog? Have you ever had a dog, Carol? Is she around?
Carol, can you hear us? We're not having any problems here. What's going on? Carol, are you there? Okay, I'm dropping Carol. And if Carol can hear us, call back. Wasn't a good connection, I don't think.
I think 805,
you're on the air.
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. Yeah, we spoke with you.
Yeah, last week and then not for a few months. So I'm kind of drawn back to you guys. My birthday is 7/7/66. I just turned 50.
Happy birthday.
It's a big 5-0, like 11 days ago. I was going to ask the same question she had about any kind of move or not being where I'm at as often, anything having to do with location.
Location. Okay.
We
talked to Carol about a relationship on Friday, just to refresh your memory. Yeah, you probably have it right there.
I think there's going to be a move, Cheryl, but this move that's coming up has to do something with the past, your past connection to somebody who there was alcohol. So that's not about what's happening about your move, but I'm attaching the validity of your move to something that's already happened before in your life. Were you ever connected to somebody with a drinking problem throughout your life?
No, I mean, I tend to know more people that have it now, but not in the past. But you've been in the past. Mm-hmm.
Who do you have it with? I mean, you're connected with somebody with a drinking problem now, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A man, a male, a love interest?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is.
Friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that alone is telling me you're going to be moving. Why I'm making a connection to this person and the drinking problem, I'm not sure why that's using my source of validation, because they're two different worlds. But nonetheless, you're going to be moving. And I don't know what kind of particular karma there is around this person in you, why I would switch gears and say, well, because you know somebody drinking, I'm going to make this prediction that you're going to move. Sometimes the associations are mysterious, but they still validate. It's a validation, you see. So the validation is you're going to be moving. You have to move because where you're at is going to slowly become toxic to you. It's not a good situation to stay where you're at. So fortunately, you're going to have the universe sort of, the energy in the earth is going to push you out of there anyways.
Okay. You don't have like a time frame at all?
Time frame, I guess, September, October.
Are you planning on moving out of the area completely or just a move?
Well, it's weird. We have a lot of economics things going on, and I actually have another house near Sedona that I, second home, and I'm kind of drawn there more, thinking that LA may not be the safest place to be, you know, around the election or after. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sedona's fine, but does September, October fit in your scheme of things, remove?
Well, it does because of your Jubilee. So, I never know what's going to happen, but I'm just, me moving is based on what goes on in society. If it's not safe, then yeah. And I actually do think things are going to happen by the beginning of October.
Well,
so it means something.
You know, that's relative. I mean, the United States, the world isn't safe, you know, you can't really get away from anything.
I mean, a person's personal karma in the location is one thing.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, if you're saying that the state of California is not going to be safe, so I'm moving, as opposed to my personal karma in the state of California is going to be better for me if I move. Those are two different aspects. To me, I'm reading you more not as a move to get out of California because of the state of the political arena or whatever. I'm saying that I feel on an individual level you're going to be moving, and it has to do with your personal karma, not so much in the surrounding environment of the political.
Right, you're not seeing some kind of land karma with the land here in Southern California where she's going to, you know, have something bad happen because there's some.
Well, I just don't see her move. I don't see her move being prompted because of world situation.
Right, that's what
I see her move being prompted because of a personal.
Okay, Cheryl. Well, hopefully that helps.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it does.
Keep it close.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay.
Take care. Bye. Okay, 347 did press 1. We have 3 more callers, so these are going to be short readings. 347, then 342, then 615. 347, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Tanika. And I have you written down here. You are 9. What is your 9, birthday? 9378. Yes, I did remember that it was a 3, but I didn't remember the year. Okay, Tanika, what's your question?
I just wanted to know, when do you see me moving from here, or do you see me moving from here anytime soon? And if you don't see me moving from here anytime soon, what can I do so that I can? Because where I live is just not really healthy for me. You would think it would be because it's my mother's home, but it just is not. I don't know what it is. It's not good. I mean, I feel like.
So, yeah, you can hardly hear you, Tanika, but you're saying you want to move. Do we see a move? And if so,
I wanted to know if you see me moving anytime soon, and if not, what can I do
to speed up the process? And you're at your mother's home right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the cloud about you moving has to do with your emotional state. So So I feel that your emotional state, Danica, is clouding, is producing a cloud of energy that's making it, is producing a conflict about your move. So you've got to stabilize your emotional state. There must be something you're going through, whether it's anxiety or depression or uncertainty, but there's some kind of emotional attitude that's being produced by you that's causing confusion about living where you're going to be living. Are you going through any emotional instability right now?
Yeah, I am, and I feel like a lot of it has to do with here. Like, I feel like being here causes a lot of it.
Isn't she, she's 37 right now, so she's going through her change. Uh-huh. Her.
Well, yeah, because you are going to be moving. But whatever is causing you instability there, what you don't want to do, Tanika, is take it with you. So you don't want to leave and take it with you. You want to leave and leave it there. So there's a certain clarity that you have to establish before you actually leave that gives you a better sense of well-being while you're there before you leave. I understand that being there is causing you turmoil. So what I'm saying is don't leave with the turmoil, let go of it, and then leave, and you'll be fine.
I'm not sure how to.
I figured that was your next question. So letting go of the turmoil, I mean, that's a deeper question that would have to be unraveled in a further conversation, I think, because that's, you know, it's not just like, well, you know, wave a wand around and turn around in a circle. It's going to be more complex.
Well, it's a question of the soul. I mm-hmm. mean, your soul has to get to a place where it's strong enough to be able to let go of the turmoil. You're in your body and your mind. So you can't let go of it because you're too much in it. What you have to do is go to a deeper place through meditation and understand how your soul lets go of the turmoil. That means that you're content and not panic-stricken in any given situation that would otherwise produce anxiety. That has to do with your coping skills. You see, you're caught in the drama of what you're in, and you're not understanding how your deeper soul, your deeper sense of being can actually transcend the turmoil by pure meditation. But that's something that I can't describe to you I can give you what I told you over the radio, but that's a deeper element of concentration that maybe might take some guided assistance. Maybe not. Maybe it won't, but what I'm hearing from you is you're having confusion how to let go, but that's what you need to do.
Okay, Tanika.
Okay. Thank you, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep you guys posted. I'll call back.
Okay, 615.
Yes, hello. This is Ursula.
Hi, Ursula.
Okay, so everybody's talking about moving, and I am moving.
I know everybody is. It's really weird.
I know. I love it. My question is, I'm a scientist right now, and I'm really wanting to move. And when I move, I would like to have a creative job. Do you see me having my creative job before I move, because I'm moving to St. Louis, or am I going to pick another boring scientific job before and be looking for the creative job while I'm there? And when will I move?
Ursula, what's your current location?
Right now I'm in Missouri.
Missouri. And what's your birthday?
12/11/74.
Oh, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, 26, 8. Gosh, we've had all the nines and eights today. And you are going to be 42 this year. So you're 41 right now?
Yes.
That's, which is interesting, right? 74.
Yeah, but I understand. What's the question?
And she's 41, which is her, going backwards, it's her last and first numbers. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She's moving right now. Her question is regarding her creative path. So you're saying you're a scientist right now.
Right, and I'm really wanting to move into a job that's creative because the scientific is really stifling, so I want to do the creative stuff because I'm really creative. So I really would like to do that instead of having to get a job in the hospital.
And you're
or
saying that you would like to do this career, this creative career in St. Louis, or are you going to have to go into the science field is what your question is.
Correct.
So you do you have a job lined up? You're moving, so you would think that there would be a job as well. Is there a job you're planning on taking in the field you're currently involved in?
I'm looking at everything that I'm kind of open. I am looking in that field, but I'm hoping that the creative thing comes up and that I don't have to do the scientific thing. But I'm asking, what do you see?
What's the confusion?
What is the science field that you're in?
I run the lab. Right now, I run the laboratory testing in the hospital.
And what's the creative field that you want to get into?
What I am thinking is being some kind of a rep, like a distribution rep, but an educational distribution rep for maybe like some type of natural skincare place or something that has to do with herb, some natural type of stuff. I'm not even completely sure about that, but.
Well, you know, I mean, the thirst for creativity is important, and it's important for your well-being. What's also important for your well-being is your paycheck. Are you making a substantial amount of money at the lab?
Substantial, no. Can I live off of it? Yes. But is it substantial?
What?
No.
Can she live off of it? No.
She can't live
off
of it.
I can live, yes, but it's not like I'm making a lot of money, no.
Oh.
You're saying that you can live, but it's your tight budget.
What you're
going
to see, what
right.
your situation,
right.
your situation, Ulyssa, is that
Ursula.
Ursula.
sister.
Yeah. Your situation is that for creativity, it may be traded in for struggle. You'll have the creativity of your soul and your spirit and your mind, but there may be more financial struggle there. The other one is that your finances may be a little bit more stabilizing, but you won't have the creativity of your soul. Best thing you can do is take your chances and go towards creativity and work hard so that you can sustain a lifestyle that at least you can survive at bottom line. But you have trouble. It's going to be challenging. So your creative outlet that I think might be outstanding is going to be conditioned by your ability to make money doing that. And I think that's going to be somewhat of a struggle for you. But you know, you have to pick your path. If you want creativity, don't be afraid to take it. Just understand that money-wise, it's going to be a struggle. But I'm not going to tell you not to take it, because of the expansion and the nurturance of creativity. So, and I don't see anything bad happening, and struggle is struggle. This is going to be your struggle. But I would say basically to take the creativity, because I wouldn't want you to get sick in something that you're not happy with. It's not satisfying. And for a barely ample amount of income, it's not worth it. But I wouldn't want you to leave and destroy your ability to survive. So what I'm saying is you can do the creativity, but expect to work with it. It's just not going to be creative. It's going to be a struggle.
Okay. So when do you see me moving then? Because I wanted to move within the next couple of months, but if this is going to be a struggle, that's kind of going to depend on me having a job.
Oh, no. You're going to be, no. In fact, by December, when you're 42, you're going to be 16 years past 26. And that's a multiple of your master number 8. So at some time within now and December, probably closer to December, maybe October, November, is when I see you moving.
Okay.
Okay, Ursula, thank you for your call.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 562-596-7818 is the number to connect. And also just want to remind those who call the show regularly, please connect with us by following our show, by joining us on our Facebook pages, Neil and Kristen Baker and Neil Baker Psychic, as well as our Twitter accounts, because that's the exchange that we ask for in terms of your contribution to us. Not difficult to press a button, folks. So if you call the show, please do support our sites. We are back on the air Tuesday, tomorrow. We're out of time.
Okay.
At 10 a.m. Pacific, unless there is an earlier slot that we pick, which you can find out either here on Blog Talk Radio or via our event page on our Facebook. Again, 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Bye.